Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Gerald. This is Miles reaching out from RDI. How are you doing today?
Good. So what happened to Fernando?
Oh, glad you remember Fernando. Yeah, so here's what happened with Fernando. Last month, or maybe a little bit longer ago, his father unfortunately passed away due to a heart attack. And because of the suddenness of it, he took a leave of absence and ended up decided not to continue working here. So that's kind of the situation with Fernando, so I've taken over on his behalf.
Yeah, before that, there was a girl, Amanda, calling me up, and she disappeared. Fernando replaced her.
Yeah.
I guess you guys are having an issue with employees. I know I'm having the same thing, man. It's just hard finding people. Nobody can make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the cost of business, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
I mean, it just is what it is, you know? I mean, if they don't make a lot of money real fast, they quit.
Yeah, the turnover is always an issue no matter where you go. I know previous jobs I've worked, it's definitely been a major factor in some of the jobs I work. So it's not a unique thing to jewelry. It happens everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I always believe in what's meant to be is meant to be.
Exactly.
You know?
And sometimes you just got to find the right fit. And sometimes at the new company may not be a good fit for you. You just got to find something elsewhere. So as long as you're taken care of and your needs are taken care of, that's really the important thing.
What I'll do is I'll go ahead and I have his cell phone programmed in my phone. I got you on the line. Let me just get him out of my system because I need a diamond. I'll be calling him up and he'll be like, oh, I can't get you one.
Yeah, that explains why. But if you want a phone number, I can give you my cell phone number because I'll be taking care of you guys going forward. And I know Fernando would text or call a lot of his clients. I would do the same thing for you as well if that's something you prefer.
Okay, what you do is just text me your name and your phone number and put on an RDI new rep.
Okay, I could do that. And the number
is,
we have. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll put you in. I'll program you into my cell phone under RDI. Cause this way, I'll get your cell phone directly.
Okay.
I will be picking up some diamonds soon. I'm just I said, I'm just closing out some things that I got to take care of now. So we'll think after the first of the year. You know, I'll get back to you with something.
Okay. No way. Then you don't need anything before the holidays. I know Christmas coming up. People are buying gifts right now. I'm sure you're needing something right
now.
Yeah,
but see, we have a lot of stock, and it hasn't been overwhelmingly being sold out. So you know, it's trying to sell my own stuff before I buy more stuff. You know.
No, that makes the most business sense. Of course, you want to make sure you sell before you buy new stuff. Totally get that.
Yeah, and I got a few people looking at things here and there, but you know, it seems like everybody's tight on money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. The economy is definitely
what happens.
Yeah,
but
no way.
I just went one day at a time, and I definitely have somebody who wants one of the lab growns around a 1-carat round somewhere in the vicinity. But I'll get back to you as soon as I have all the information. I'll have to go on the website and pick it out so I can, you know, let you know what I'm looking for.
Okay, and honestly, you can always just text me like the specs of what you're looking for, and if we don't have it in stock, we have ways of getting diamonds as well. So if you just send me the information you need, whether it's like a SI1 or, okay, for a lab, it's probably a little bit higher, like a BVS1 or a G color or something, just give me some information. I could definitely find
that
for you.
Yeah, I'll talk to him and see. I know I've sold him a couple of natural diamonds, and he likes the Ds. He likes the D colors.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, he likes the D colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what to do. Price it in a D, E, an F, and a G. You know, I'm going to need about a carat, a little more than a carat, like maybe 1.14, 1.15, four in that area. Slightly over a carat, 106, something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you got. And let me know what kind of cut it is. I mean, if it's an ideal cut or if it's just a, you know, just a good cut or what.
Okay, this is all in rounds, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, right now on the rounds. I have somebody else that's looking at a princess cut, but they're not, I mean, they've been sticking me around for like, you know, 4 months now.
Oh, okay, yeah, at that point they're paradox serious.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not just buying the diamond. After they buy the diamond, they got to get the ring made, and gold at $4,000 an ounce now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're talking a pretty nice penny to get a ring made nowadays. It's not, you know, 200 or 300 like it used to be.
No, it's crazy nowadays how much the gold's shot up, and my boss thinks it's only gonna go higher, so it's not like it's.
Well,
going
I would tell your boss is absolutely right because the government's printing money and they're debasing the currency.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is common, man. This is common. Because they got two choices: either they stop printing money and strengthen the dollar, and in which case, the interest rates will go up. And if interest rates go up, they got to pay the interest on the debt. $38 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't afford it. So they got to keep the interest rates down. And the only way they can keep them down is by dropping interest rates, is by weakening the dollar.
Yep.
So what's going to go up? Gold. I mean, you're probably going to be looking at $7,000-$8,000 gold and by this time next year, I'd say.
Ooh, man, I'm not looking forward to that day. That's gonna be a tough day when that comes.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's going to be tough for the jewelry industry as far as selling gold. But most people will do is they'll go with platinum and they'll go with silver. They'll go down in metal value.
Exactly. You know? And that'll eventually bring it back.
Generation, and they'll start using copper. They'll make copper rings now out of copper. I mean, they will. They'll go down in the metal because they can't afford it. They can't afford it, you know?
Exactly.
And, of course, there's always the wealthy that can afford it. They don't give a shit what the price of gold is. They're going to buy a ring for their wife. They're going to buy it, you know?
Yeah, that must be nice to have that kind of power and be able to just go, hey, what's the number? I don't care. Just get this job done and we'll send the money.
Well, you know, I'm not in New York City no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm in the woods of basically the outskirts of Lynchburg City in Virginia.
Yeah.
So it's central Virginia, and you know the people here, you know, they live in trailers, no shit.
Wow.
You know, and it's not unusual to pass that trailer and see a car in the driveway that's worth more than that trailer.
That's crazy.
Of course, they're making payments on it, and so they can't go for. You know, and the younger generation, they simply don't have any money. Most of the young people now are living from paycheck to paycheck because everything went so high under the Biden administration. They destroyed the currency, you know. And what really did it is when the Ukraine invaded, Russia invaded the Ukraine, the stupid-ass Biden and the Biden administration froze all the assets of Russia. And so what happened is all the other countries saw that. See, everybody would always buy U.S. Treasury bonds because they were the safest bet in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're betting on the U.S. government, which is the safest, always been the safest bet in the world. But once they saw that they confiscated their money, Russia's money, they're like, well, what if he gets pissed off at us? They confiscate our billions of dollars and lock up our treasuries and they won't give us our money back. So what are they doing? They're going out and forming their own currencies, and they're using gold. Gold has always been the only money in the world. Everything else, all that paper stuff, is just that, paper stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And diamonds always retained that value. The problem with diamonds now is synthetics.
Yeah,
synthetics destroyed. It totally destroyed the diamond market completely.
It really did. And it's. I mean, honestly, the nice thing about the synthetics is that eventually, there's going to be so many of them that the value of them is going to drop significantly that it won't affect the natural anymore. But it'll take a while.
What will happen with the synthetics, eventually the cost of energy will rise up so high that the cost of manufacturing a synthetic will be just the same price as, you know, getting one out of the ground. You know?
Exactly.
Right now, there's a big disparity there. It costs way more to get it out of the ground than it does to grow it in a microwave oven.
Exactly. So eventually it'll self-correct.
Yeah, eventually at some point, but I think it'll take years before that. They already shut down two diamond mines in Canada that they opened up small diamond mines. I invested in one of them and lost my ass in that. Because the diamond business is just, it's just getting, you know, like I said, most of my young kids that come in that want to get engaged, they're going to buy, they'd rather get a 1 carat or a 1.5 carat synthetic than go with a natural. You know, pay $5,000-$6,000.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they can't swing it.
No.
And I don't know how long it's going to take for a synthetic 1 carat to catch up to $5,000. Because again, as the synthetics go up, so will the natural.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long that's going to take. It may never happen. I mean, it's just in theory it could, but you know, it may not happen. It may always be that synthetics are more abundant and cheap. China's flooded the market with them, and India.
Yep.
Knocking them out left and right. And I get a call at least once a month from Indians out of New York City wanting me to buy their synthetics.
Yep.
You know, but they want me to buy like, you know, they want me to buy like $10,000 worth.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking for me to buy one or two or three. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear
And I don't
that.
Want to buy all that shit and keep it stored up, lock my money up. I'm not going to do that, you know?
No.
It just
no,
doesn't
that's...
make sense, you know? I'm sitting on a lot of natural diamonds, tons of them yet, that I still didn't sell that I've had for probably 4 or 5 years so far.
Wow.
You know, because the market just fell apart.
No,
don't get me
sure.
wrong. Every time I'll get a call for something that I don't have, that's, you know, rare or unique or, you know, like I don't stock princess cuts at all. I get them fresh.
Yeah.
You know, from somebody.
Yeah.
I don't stock marquees. I have two pairs in stock, and that's it.
Yep.
Mostly everything I have is rounds, you know. So if someone's looking for a real unique stone, then I gotta put out the feelers. So that's where I go to the outside markets for.
Okay. You know. No, that makes sense. And just so you are aware, we have a lifetime trade-up policy. I'm sure Fernando told you about it, where if you buy a diamond from us, and let's say it's a fancy shape, let's say it's a marquee, for example, and you buy it from us, and for whatever reason you're not able to sell it, you can always trade it back to us and still get full value for it and just trade it in for a different diamond of
I understand
one.
That. I mean, I've been back to the day, you know, I've been with RDI for a long time.
Oh, wow.
A long, long time. My first guy, my account rep was David Eisen.
Okay.
He was my account rep for years and years. When I first got my certification in diamonds way back.
Yeah.
Way back when he was in charge. He knew the diamond business inside out. And back then, the synthetics were just coming out. They were just breaking ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't like they are now, flooded and everywhere. But, you know, jewelry stores still got to mark them up, you know, to make a profit.
Yeah.
But the kids, they're beautiful stones. The synthetics are beautiful, I will admit it. They look just like the real natural ones. It's, you know, I mean, I know it's a real diamond, you know. It's a real diamond, the same. It tests as a diamond. It's a real diamond. So it's a diamond. It's just man-made, you know what I mean? It's not grown for millions of years in the ground and coming out of a volcano.
Yeah.
Which, to me, makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, makes a big difference to me.
Oh, God.
I think so. I mean, as an investor, I wouldn't invest in lab-grown diamonds. I mean, but they have a purpose. You know, they did. They definitely have a purpose. I mean, if you want pretty and you want to just give a girl a present, you know, it's a good low-end thing to do. It's still pretty and it's flashy enough, you know,
exactly.
And making an investment. But if you got a wife and you got kids with the wife and all that, you might want to go for something more heirloom, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You can always pass it down to the next generation and still retain its worth, for sure.
Well, I mean, they maintain the value when they're GIA certified, the serial numbers on the girdle.
Exactly.
You know, it just maintains its value. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not like the synthetics. They're pretty much worthless after the aftermarket. I mean, if you take one into a pawn shop and they see the writing on the side that's synthetic, they're going to give you nothing for it, 30, 40 bucks, 50 bucks.
Exactly. I hear that all the time. It's kind of nuts.
Oh, it's worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just keep it as costume jewelry and sell it to them for 30 bucks.
Exactly.
I mean, the real value of the stone might be $150, $200.
Yep.
You know, I mean, from you, but the jewelry price is $500, $600 from a jewelry
exactly.
store.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because it's double or triple even. So.
No, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
People have overpaid for jewelry forever. When De Beers had control of the diamond market for 150 years, I mean, they manipulated the prices the way they wanted to manipulate them. You know what I mean? They created the whole Diamond is Forever campaign. And, you know, of course, they met their match when they fucked around with Russia. And they thought they were going to get Russia to stop flooding the market with Russian diamonds. So they gave them $1 billion to buy the diamonds and have them hold them. And what did Russia do? They started flooding the market anyway.
Yep.
And De Beers said, hey, what are you doing? And they said, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? You want to come here? We got an army. And that was the end of that. De Beers had to file bankruptcy, by the way. They had to file bankruptcy protection over that. And after that, it was a downward spiral for De Beers. It was downward from there. You know, because then the synthetics came out, and they thought they were going to do that light box program and compete with synthetics and produce them themselves, and they wound up shooting themselves in the foot twice. You know,
wow. I'm getting a little history lesson here.
Yeah, well, that's all the truth. I mean, that's the absolute truth. The Russians gave it to the Beers up the ass sideways, you know, and they couldn't do nothing about it. They lost $1 billion. They went bankrupt. They filed bankruptcy. And then after that, it's been rocky. Even now, Asante is for sale, and they're looking for a buyer, and the Botswanan government is taking a big chunk of it now. Where they, you know, now they moved out of South Africa and into Botswana because of so much prejudice against white people in South Africa. And they've been having a hard time, and the South African government is getting really hard to deal with, you know, so they moved into Botswana, which they did have a better deal there. But, I mean, again, it's all temporary filling, man.
Yep.
You know, things change. I was in the newspaper business for years. We had a weekly newspaper. We did great with it. We were competing with the Daily in town that's been here for 100 years, and I mean, we took the market by storm. We were knocking out literally $20,000 a day, you know, selling advertising. I had four girls selling, and they were bringing the checks in, and the subscriptions were coming in duffel bags, you know.
Wow.
And then what happened is the internet kicked in, and then the virus hit. And when the virus hit, everything went up. Biden administration fucked up everything, and the cost of paper coming out of Canada, you know, went from like $3,000 a roll to like $13,000 a roll. We just couldn't afford it no more because I'd have to mark my ads up triple to stay in business just to break even.
Wow.
So we shut it down. We shut the newspaper down.
That's
insane. And I used to use that newspaper to advertise all my other businesses, my restaurants, my construction company, which, you know, I think I'm listed with you as a construction company. I think the corporation is.
Yeah, the Anton Construction Co.
That's the mother company. You know, so that's the situation. But like I said, when times change, you gotta change with them. There's nothing more you can do.
Yeah, you gotta be adaptable. That's the important thing.
Yeah, you take care of your main customers that are secure and all, and you just grow at a much, much, much smaller pace. And it's nowadays, everybody's a criminal, everybody's a bullshit artist, everybody's sneaky.
Yep.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, I'm telling you, the stuff that I can tell you, you wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm looking forward to those stories for sure.
Everything is a fake, and you got to watch even buying gold. You know, gold coins and all the slabs and everything—they're fake.
Yeah.
You put them in a machine, X-rays them, and they're fake. They're clad, and they got them in secured holders and everything, just like NGC or PCGS. You know, like they come like that. Yeah, you would never know in a million years. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Everything's being counterfeited now out of China, and they're making it just like the real McCoy. There's no slippage no more.
Yeah, that's a
very
scary thing.
Difficult
to tell. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just telling you. So it's not only the diamonds that are getting it. It's a lot of these gold coins that people invested in, these high-grade gold coins and all, that are being counterfeited out there. And it's just very, very difficult now. You really got to know your shit. You got to have machinery and equipment and, you know how to check all this stuff out, you know, in order to know whether you're buying real or not. That's why I always like the GIA certified diamonds with the serial number on it, the paperwork. You know, when you sell it to somebody, you know, they got all the paperwork. They know it's real. You know, if they take it to a jeweler, the jeweler's going to say, oh, yeah, it's real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So your reputation stays, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the important thing for sure. And I think I wanted to touch base. I know you said that you were looking for a diamond for one of your customers. You said it was around the 115 up to. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the ballpark. I mean, it could be 120, 115, 121, 106, you know, something anywhere in that range. All right.
Sounds good. And then you said G color.
Yeah,
I'll text my information right after this call. And then were you looking for a clarity, and what was the budget you were looking for that stone?
It's not a big deal. We don't want no visible inclusions in it. But, you know, as long as it's a VS or VVS, one of those two. It don't have to be a gem, you know. And the cut, I'm more important than this. The cut reflects the light. So I'm more concerned that, you know, whenever I usually buy diamonds, I always buy ideal diamonds or, you know, a triple X cut.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like the cut, and I like the color to be there. And let me tell you a fast story. This is a true story. When I was going for my diamond certification, I took all these classes. you know, tons of classes. You work your way up until you get to the top. There's like 7-8 classes you got to take.
Yep.
Some you do online, some you got to go in and do. So I travel out to Carlsbad, California, with GIA mm-hmm. headquarters. And so I mixed the trip up because I put it together with in Nevada on Sahara Boulevard. There's a diamond. There's an offshoot of the GIA that does grading also.
Yep.
They have a grading lab there. In fact, they came out with that Stars and Hearts mm-hmm. program that mm-hmm. they actually developed that there. But they're an offshoot of the GIA. So I took a class there, and then I went to rent the car, and the lady says to me, "Oh, yeah, you go into Carlsbad, you got to drive through the Mojave Desert." So I said, "Oh, really?" She said, "Yeah, whatever you do, don't stop because your tires will melt."
Wow.
I said, "Excuse me?" She says, "Yeah, it's about 130 degrees in the desert there, and if you stop, your tires will literally melt, and you'll be stuck." So I drive through the desert. I get to California. Nothing happened. I dropped the car off. I went to the school for the class, and I took the written test, and I scored a 77. So, you know, the lady announced, there was about 25 students in there in Carlsbad, and she said, you know, if you fail, if you get below a 70, you got to retake the whole class over again. So that was the first half of the day. So by 12 o'clock, she came in. You know, we took the test in the morning. She came in at 12:30 with all the papers and gave them out to all the students. And about 7 or 8 students failed. They had to leave. They had to leave the class. They had to retake it. So everybody who was left had to do the verbal, where you sit down with me and I tell you how I hand you a diamond. And I tell you, well, okay, what color is this? And you got to go up to the color chart and match it up. Now, they got real diamonds, D, E, F, G, all the way down underneath, all the way down to Z, underneath a light, a fluorescent light. And you have to take your diamond and go match it up with the instructor standing right next to you. So you get like 7-8 diamonds. They put them on the table, and you pick one up with the tweezers, and you walk over there, and you walk along, and you match it up to the color. So I walked up there, and I matched it up, and I said, "This is a G." She said, "Nope, that's not a G. It's an E." So I put it down. With another one. She said, "What's this?" I said, "This is an F." She said, "That's a G." She said, "This, can I talk to you?" She said, "You're going to fail this. If you get 2 more wrong, I have to fail you. And if I fail you, you got to take the whole class over again, just like the ones that took the written that failed." She says, "What I suggest is you go home, go back to New York and study up on your color, and then go take the test, the verbal test only, in New York City at the Diamond Tower, the GIA building."
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I said, "Okay, that sounded good." So I got in the elevator. I said to myself, you know what? I might as well just quit. I mean, this is really, you know, I'm spending a lot of money on these classes and traveling and all, hotels and everything, you know, mm-hmm. equipment. You know, it's like I'm in construction. I got land development deals I do all the time. You know, all right, I love diamonds. It's a great hobby for me. I own a lot of them. I've owned a lot of them before I even became a diamond dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, make a long story short, I got in the elevator thinking that, and I said, I got to the bottom floor, and I said, you know what? I never fucking quit anything in my life. Fuck them. Let them fail me. What are they going to do? Fail me? I'm going to mm-hmm. go to New York, and I'm going to. So I went back to Virginia, and I went to every pawn shop I could have in the area here within an hour ride, and I bought all the little crappy, shitty diamonds. Just to get the color match. I laid them out on my floor in my bedroom, and every night I would sit there and color grade. Okay? So the test comes up. I take the train up to New York City, and mm-hmm. I go to the diamond, take a cab to the Diamond Tower, right? I go in. They check, you know, they frisk you. They put you through guidance cameras. I don't know if you've ever been to the Diamond Tower.
I have not.
You get in the elevator, and there's no buttons on the wall. You can't press any buttons at all. There's nothing in there. They program it on the ground for what floor you're supposed to go to, and then when the doors open up, you got another cop there standing, a security guard,
yeah.
And then you got to go to another guy in the counter. You know, like, somehow, how would you slip something in? I don't understand how they even, but the security was incredible. So I get down there, right, and
mm-hmm.
there's only 5 students in there taking the verbal, 5, me and 4 other guys. Actually, 2 of them were girls and 3 guys, counting myself.
Mm-hmm.
So instructor comes over. Jewish fella, you know, looks something like that comedian. There's a comedian. He looked just like that. He could have been the brother of a comedian.
Okay.
Nice guy. Real nice
yeah.
guy. So he comes over and he gives me 7 diamonds and he says, okay, let's go. We got to go grade these. Let's take them up one by one. And I take the first one up there. I said, this is a G. He said, that's right. I put it back down. He said, what about this one? Oh, that's an F. Yeah, you're right. What about this? That's a J. You're right. What about this one? I said, oh, that's an M. Because you could start to see an M, you could start to see the yellow start to kick in. It's the first stone you could actually really notice yellow with the naked eye is an M.
Okay.
So I go through them all. I did all 7, and he just looked at me. He was stunned. He said, you know what? He said, no one's ever got all 7 right. You're the first one that ever got all 7 right.
Wow.
He said, how the hell did you do that? I said, well, I just studied my butt off. And I bought a lot of diamonds. I put them on the floor, and I just looked at them and, you know, went through the color grade, you know. And so he said to me, he said, even I got 2 wrong when I took it. He said, I've never seen anybody not get at least 1 wrong at a 7. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. He says, man, that's incredible. He said, you know, you really ought to consider a job here at GIA as a diamond grader, a color grader, because your eye is incredible. I said, well, thank you. I appreciate it, but I already run 5 businesses. I don't want to be in New York City grading diamonds.
It definitely seems like you made the right choice.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it was interesting that he said that to me. He was really shocked. He called the other guy over, and they gave me my certificate, and I left. And once I got the certificate, I was certified. Then, you know, I sent a copy of it to De Beers because I do business with De Beers as well. You know, and that's how I know so much about the history of De Beers because, you know, I've been in touch with them and I talked to people that worked at De Beers for years and some of the changes. I mean, I deal directly with Botswana, Africa. I talk to them directly on the phone. You know, in fact, you guys had a worker working for you that was from South Africa. She's been in touch with me quite a bit as well because she kept my number and we stay in touch. But she's not in the diamond business. Yeah, she worked with you guys out of South Africa. She worked out of South Africa.
Oh,
she
okay.
She would call me. And, yeah, she would call me. But she worked for RDI, for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, she was like a subcontractor. But she was good. Very good. I think I bought 1 or 2 diamonds from her. I'm not really sure. I was going to buy a few more, but then she quit or they fired her or something happened.
Uh-huh.
I think they closed the South African division. They stopped it. It was just costing them too much money, something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it is closed. And a lot of businesses now are downsizing and they're getting rid of employees because people are the biggest expense in a business.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Human resource, you know, most expense. But listen, man, nice talking to you. Send me your name.
Yep.
Send me your name. Send me your cell phone so I can get you if I need to get you, you know, without having to call the company.
Yep,
you
of
know?
Course. Yep, I got you. I'm a
technical
person right
here.
Now.
I'll let you know as soon as I got something I want to do. I'll send a check right out when you send before you even send the ring, the diamond, I'll send the check out.
Oh, wow, you're efficient. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
I like to get the payment out of the way because, I mean, I trust you. I know, you know, you're not going anywhere. You know, RDI has been in business a long time, so
I'm not worried
about it. I'm not worried about $1,000 or $2,000, you know,
okay.
in that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what I'll do then is, I was looking at some of the specs you already gave me. I have a list of diamonds. I'm gonna send that over to the email to you. So you can take a look. Let me know which one you want. We'll send it right over to you. All right.
Well, like I said, it won't be till after the first of the year because right now we're shutting down a lot of things. We're trying to wind down for the holiday for Christmas and New Year.
Okay.
So you can send it. You can send it to me.
Yeah.
So I can look at them and get an idea of the range, the price range, and what you're looking for.
Yep.
And then I'll get back to you, but it won't be for I'll probably be right around Christmas when I get back to you.
Okay.
And then the order will be for January, though. I don't want to have it sent out until January.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'll just send the list so you get an idea of what we're working with, and then
send the list so we can see what you got there. And like I said, keep it in the D's and color, and then whatever you got in, like I said, also ideal or triple X cuts.
Oh, it's all triple X or just underneath triple X. So you're good on that end.
Okay, good.
All right, I put a couple E's as well, just in case.
Yeah, good. That would give me a little comparison. That sounds
good. All right, sounds good. Well,
sounds
nice to meet you, Gerald. And I'll text you right now. And then if you need anything, I'm a quick text message or cold call away. Right, man?
I got you. Just like I said, send me your name and all your information, because right now I'm just talking to somebody I don't even know you, your last name or nothing, you know. So send me all your information so I can log you into my phone under the RDI. I have RDI logged in under the master number, you know, but I don't have – I'd rather deal with the people directly. I don't like going to the company.
No, the hotline, you know, I can understand the hotline being frustrating. So I'll give you my cell. I'll give you all that information. You got it.
Yeah, and see, another thing you guys do is back in the day, you would always send me the diamonds without the paperwork. And I would tell David, look, I can't sell a diamond without the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So then he started sending me photocopies. And he said, well, we don't send the paperwork out until you pay for the diamond, because if you lose the paperwork, you know, we got to go through a lot of money to get it back, and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I said, what I'll do is I'll pick out what I want. We'll price it up. I'll send you a check. And then when you send me everything, send me the paperwork and all the actual documents, original, without photocopies.
Okay.
You know, because I'm showing it to a person, and they're sitting there looking at a photocopy, and here I'm trying to get $4,000 for a 1-carat diamond, and they're looking at me like I'm trying to rob them.
Yeah, I don't
blame them. I mean, they got to have the original in order to understand that this is the original, you know? They can see the numbers and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, totally.
So in some cases, you know, I can't, like if we're doing a natural diamond and I need two of them to somebody to pick from, I can't pay for two of them. But what I could do is I could pay for one of them, and then if they don't buy it, you'll just have to send me a check back. That's all.
Yeah,
we work something like that out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't work from a photocopy. It doesn't work for me. I don't have a jewelry store. So if you have a jewelry store, it's different, because, you know, you got a building and you got a jewelry store, and, you know, you're going to make money on the ring and the diamond and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working out of a restaurant. So, I mean, I'm sitting in one of my restaurants showing them diamonds, and they don't know me from Adam, and they're like, no, I'm going to give this guy $4,000. He's got a paper copy of this. He's got a paper copy, a photocopy of that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's
not exactly a good look from your perspective, so I totally get that.
You know, and I deal with other diamond people, and they always send me the certification. You guys are the first ones that wouldn't do it.
Interesting.
You know?
All right. Good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Stella. They send me the paperwork with the diamond right on the spot.
Okay.
Overnight, you know, they don't pull no punches, and I have an account with Stella, so I don't have to prepay them nothing. They trust me because I've been working with them for years.
Yeah.
In fact, I usually take whatever diamond I get that the customer wants, and I have the ring built by Stella anyway. So I send the diamond back to Stella, and they set it for me and build the ring.
Wow.
Because I'm not a jeweler.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm a diamond dealer, but I'm not a jeweler. And if the people want to go get their own ring made with a jeweler, they can take the diamond and go, you know?
Exactly.
Whatever they want to do. You know what I mean?
No, it makes total sense. All right. Well, hey, man, I appreciate this conversation. It's one of my longer conversations with a customer, especially for the first time. So it was definitely a pleasure speaking with you, man. I'm going to text you right now so that we have my contact info. And if you need anything, just give me a call, okay?
Sounds good, man. I'll wait to hear from you. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe. Bye-bye.